Obey.
Another shout.
Is this thing on? Slipped in at the last second there.
Hey, g'day. I am back in Australia after putting horrible things in American people's mouths. But enough about my sex life. Welcome to UCR Live for the week. Wow. A lot of us are queer, so get used to it. We're ready. It's been an adventure, let me just say. We were just talking before we came on air about, I think that the universe was trying to tell me, bitch, you should have stayed in the snow. So just to recap for everyone, I got off like beautiful snowy weather, got to JFK, everything's sweet, got on the plane, we arrived early, every flight I was on arrived early. So I was very lucky in that respect, like an hour early, some of them. So it was amazing. But I get to Hawaii and I'm like checking in and dropping my bags, everything, because I haven't slept and just a mess. And I get to my room and they're like, oh, we upgraded you to a king size bed. I'm like, yeah.
Ooh.
So I looked out over the beautiful airport and went to sleep. It was a good time. And then I was like, yeah, cool, we'll go home. Had to get up at 5 in the morning to be at the airport, which is,
I know,
a couple of hundred meters away. But that's okay. We got on the plane and then this woman sits next to me. The only person that I can see with a stranger directly next to me. And she lifted the armrest between us to sit down.
Oh.
And didn't put it back down. And I'm like, oh my God, and she's coughing and spluttering. I'm like, this is it. I'm going down. Meanwhile, the premium economy seats all around us, empty. Empty.
Stop.
Two complete rows in front of us. Pairs. One. Pair. And they put these signs on them saying, these seats are reserved for premium economy members only.
Oh, shit.
So I went into a rage coma and woke up. Woke up with like a thing there, and then woke up, and then she served the meal. And she goes, and the woman next to me goes, oh yeah, they offered me a row to myself in row 26, but I don't want to be that far back.
What?
So I nearly killed her. But then,
take option B?
No. Then the hostess goes, I've got an empty aisle seat with no one next to you in 21. Do you want to move back? I'm like, yes, please. So I managed to actually get a seat.
After how long?
Room. I think an hour and a half. Hour and a half,
and
2 hours.
How long was the flight?
Back to Australia was... Oh, we did it in 9.5, which is good.
Woo!
Yeah, baby. That's some long-ass trips with the time differences, everything. And I got on... So it was high 20 degrees here there in Hawaii. So Celsius, and then I get home and it's 37 degrees Celsius, which is like something special. It's really hot today. I'm not functioning because I didn't sleep last night because of the heat. But then I got home and found out I've been double charged for my room. I got no money. My laptop has a dead button, so there's going to be no slideshows or anything tonight. My hard drive has died. It's like, I had a bit of a medical emergency in the dance studio. It's been a week. And that's just me.
Okay, wait. I want to go back to the hotel. Yes. You didn't stay in Hawaii for any length of time? I thought you were staying there for a couple of days.
I stayed there for a night and a day, basically.
And so did you leave the hotel?
Yeah, I went down to the pool and stuff and had a bit of a walk. It's a hotel. It's an airport hotel, so it's not really close to anything. If you've ever been to Honolulu Airport, it's not really super close to anything. It's just kind of there. But it was good. Air conditioning, big bed, sleeping, good times.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
After my spoiled sleep at Jeffrey's house, but he can tell you more about my sleeping patterns in a minute. How are you, Vera, my lovely friend down there?
You knew
I wasn't ready.
I did. It's been a crazy week. I don't know what to say. I took my first I had my first class last night in the comedy stand-up comedy course that I'm going to take.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So in 8 weeks, we'll have our stand-up showcase.
Oh,
maybe Jeff will come and tape it for the show.
Yay.
Will they let us put it live on air?
Probably not, but they could let me.
But we could stream it afterwards. We could stream it afterwards.
You know,
it could be a Tuesday show.
You definitely have my permission. And the new deputy director said to me that she caught our show. Yes, the new deputy director of my clinic was walking down the hall. She said, oh, I saw your show the other night.
Hopefully she's not a good thing.
And she saw the clip where I stood up for the CPS workers.
And oh, she okay. Said, that's
thank
good.
You.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
It's a good thing by the sounds of it. So that's good.
Look at Jeff making a face. I stand by what I said. CPS
I stand
is
by
underfunded,
what I said.
Overworked.
And oh, no. I absolutely 100% agree with that. We're in total agreement. I absolutely agree.
Mama Christina's been busy this week, too. Yeah, they are hardworking saints of people.
24 cents for every dollar they need.
Sounds like me at the moment. So tell us, Mama Christina, you've had a busy week.
Yeah, it was eventful, honestly. I had a pretty crazy birthday. I got my hair done. So it started out really great. You know, I got my hair done. I was like, okay, I'm going to look good for dinner. You know, we were going to go out to the Hamptons. Get out to the Hamptons. I have way too much to drink, but I ate my dinner because, I mean, I love filet. And we were just ordering. Yeah.
I started the TikTok with the $20 bottle of water 3 times. And every time I started it, somebody interrupted me. And so I don't know if you had to pay $20 for that bottle of water or not.
No, it only ended up being $9. It wasn't $20. It was $9, though, because there was a whole debate whether or not, because she asked me in the beginning when we got there, do you want water for the table? I said, yes. She goes, tap or bottled? I go, bottled. And she goes, sparkling or not? I go, not. And then there she just walked away. And Joe goes, you just ordered like a $20 bottle of water. I go, no, it's free. I said, it's complimentary. And he goes, no. He goes, it's not. I go, yes, it is. I go, it's fucking water. Like, I said, they can't charge you for fucking water. And then no, I did the whole debate.
Well, why would you think that bottled water would be free and tap water? Why do you think she asked if you wanted tap water or bottled water? Christina!
I don't know. I thought it was just because
taken hold of, in there. What's going on?
That
babe?
It must have because I swear to God, it was a realization that I just did not expect it. You know, and I was like, no, there's no way. Like, so we ordered doubles. I was drinking doubles, Tito's and Cran. Okay. I was like stumbling to the bathroom, stumbling outside having a cigarette, like, and then it was just like, okay, well, dinner came and she was like, you know, the round. I said, fuck yes, of course, you know. So a third one came and got halfway through that and I finished my dinner and I was like, all right, let's go. So we left and it's about a half, it's 45 minutes away from my house, so it's a long drive. The second he starts driving, I go, I'm losing my fucking stomach. I'm going to lose my dinner. Like, I just know it. Like, so I was like, I'm just going to try to fall asleep. Like, I'm just going to fall asleep. That's it. So I put my head back and I literally felt like I was on a roller coaster. Like, I couldn't control like how fast he was going. So like my body felt like very like, right. The whole time. So I fell asleep for like maybe 10 minutes, maybe. I don't even know how long it was, to be honest. I wake up and I thought it'd be a great idea to have a cigarette or I don't know. So I'm searching for something and I'm like, oh no. Oh no. And I can't talk at this point. I'm wasted. I know I'm going to puke. So I just start hitting my husband. I just start smacking his leg. Like, I don't, again, no words are coming out of my mouth. I'm just literally hitting the shit out of him. And I roll my window down and I'm just like,
I am
just losing everything I just ate. And you know how cold it was last weekend. It was like 3 degrees outside here. So the next morning I woke up, I had a puke just frozen to my truck. My husband, I get home. My sister was watching my kids. I get home. I am covered in my own throw up. I am wasted beyond belief. And I walk through the door and I go, I need help. I was like, you need help? Clean a truck. Like, I was like, I just need to take a shower. Cause it was, you know, obviously all over me and all over my coat. We had to wash my coat three, four times. We washed my coat. My car, I had to take it to the car wash the next day looking like that. And I gave the guys a $40 tip. I was like, I will tip you good. Please just clean it out. Like, I am so sorry. And I haven't gotten
a friend of mine too, when we were in our 20s and he doesn't drink at all. So he was the designated driver this night. We're all going into the city. And because we were pre-drink, see, it's cheaper to pre-drink before you get to the club. And Luke,
my mom told me to
believe it or not, didn't know his limits, believe it or not. And I'm in the front, and soon as we got onto the Story Bridge in Brisbane, I'm like, oh, this isn't good. And you can't stop on the Story Bridge. Like, there's nowhere to pull over. And I'm like, I'm going to be sick. And so I'm trying to throw up out the window, but it's like getting in his car and like
it's people coming back
to get his flash. Yeah, it wasn't cool. But I felt so bad. I got his car detailed like that Monday. I'm like, please, whatever it costs, because I felt awful. And especially because he was like their designated driver. So I'm just the most disrespectful piece of shit. Like, oh,
I lied to the guys.
Took me another decade or so to learn the lesson, but you know, hey.
I lied to the guys at the car wash. I go, somebody got sick in my car last night. I said, so I'm really sorry.
Wasn't me. Absolutely never me.
It definitely wasn't me, but oh my God. Just
toddler who ate 30 ounces of steak.
In the front seat. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Stay, but, you know, no calories, right? So cool.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. But at the same time, I'm never fucking taking you to an expensive place to eat knowing you're drinking, because what a fucking waste of my money.
Honestly, my mom was like, you should drink before you leave because, like, the drinks are going to be expensive. I didn't even think that. How the drinks cost more than our actual dinner. I had three doubles. And if you look at my TikTok and you see the first drink, you see how clear it is. Like, that bitch was overpouring. Like, honey, that shit was.
Oh, don't blame the bartender, bitch.
Yeah, don't blame the bartender, girl.
No. Just because it's all
on you. I'm not blaming anybody. It is on
me. We're playing.
You can't handle 6 vodka drinks. Give me a break.
I know. That's what I said to my husband. I go, how is that Cheetos? Cheetos never does that to me. I haven't thrown up like that since my 25th birthday. Like, again,
do you think it was the car ride that did it? It was the car ride and the meal and the alcohol. It was a trifecta.
It was bad.
It was a car ride and the dinner. Yeah. Like, because typically when I'm drinking like that, I don't eat. I just smoke cigarettes, like, all night.
From the car, the heat.
Yeah, I forget. And the motion, again, like, the motion of everything. It was just, like, I literally felt like I was on a roller coaster. Like, you know when your stomach is, like, I just, the whole time, I was like, until I fell asleep. And then when I woke up, I felt that again, and I was like, oh my God.
Christina, when you woke up, did you feel skinny?
No. It's funny. When I woke up, I had a towel on my head and my hair was still soaked from the shower that I took, because I came out of the shower, wrapped my hair in a towel, and I fell asleep on the couch. And I woke up at like 2:30 with the towel on my head. The next morning, I should have sent you guys a picture. The next morning, my hair was literally like this, because the towel, like,
right,
had pulled everything back, so my hair dried like really high. Like, I sent my sister Simpson. A picture.
Nice.
I'll send you a picture. I will send you a picture. Actually, I don't know if I can. Can I send one in the chat?
You probably can. Absolutely. Now, look, it's Australia.
Stephen's gone.
Well, we're just flying blind right now. It's Australia Day here, so it's a public holiday. But we've also had Cyclone Kira Lee, the most bogan named cyclone I've ever heard. It's now downgraded to like a tropical low, but we're going to get all the rainfall from it. But like Steve was saying, for it's so hot down there, it got to like 49.6 degrees Celsius somewhere in New South Wales, which is like, oh, I don't know, what's that in Fahrenheit? Like 120? Something ridiculous.
Yeah, I was
going to say. Like it was. What was it?
It was like 49.6 Celsius. 49.6.
How much is 49.6 Celsius in Fahrenheit?
49.6 degrees Celsius is 121.28 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, it was pretty hectic. Like, yeah, our weather, like, maybe they were right. Maybe global warming's really happening.
Maybe. 120.
That one was for you, Vic. Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's not good here. And so we're going to get rain and stuff, but when that happens, who knows? It can't come soon enough, I don't think, because it's awful right now. I'm sitting in, I'm on like the beachfront, and that's why I'm sitting in like a back room trying to avoid all the noise because my family's all here. There we go. I can hear one now talking way too loud. And I asked them, please be quiet. I'm doing a show. But I don't care.
Is that the crazy one?
No, no. Well, okay. Define crazy. Oh, okay. So Jeffrey has the picture. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey, do you just pop that up on the screen whenever you can? Now, look, are we going to do news stories again this week? I don't even know what. Oh. There is a story about. Oh,
I think it looks
lovely. Very Stacey Q, you know, Two of Hearts. But she had like the crimp happening. Oh, yeah. Except you've got like just instead of hairspray, Christina's starting a new trend. Just use vomit.
Yeah.
It's better.
On Tuesday, I got really behind and I didn't do my hair, and I had this one piece of hair sticking straight up. And nobody told me until 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, you're doing Cameron Diaz, Vera. Something about Mary. There's something about Vera.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I was so mad.
Hey, bitches. So, poor Steve's like having a stroke over there. His computer's broken. So he's
I can see happening.
But we can only see his forehead. So, but Loki, what's happening with you? What happened in the last week?
Oh, okay. There was a death in the family. Let's really bring the mood up. So we had the service yesterday. He had just, I think it was liver cancer. It had metastasized. And by the time he got diagnosed, it was too late for treatment. So there was that. I read at the funeral. And it was lovely to see everyone, but it's never nice under those circumstances. But, you know, you just make the best of awful situations. Apparently, though, there was some drama afterwards. I've got to catch up on that now. That's why there's, like, some voices out there happening. So I'm going to catch up on that. We'll report back. I think there may have been some words said or maybe more. Uh-oh. You know, it all comes out. It always comes out in the family gathering.
Family drama, yeah. It's always so much fun.
I'd left. You know, I'm boring now. I don't drink and vomit in cars anymore, so I was gone early. I went and had dinner.
Don't do it. I did not expect to do that, okay? It was not.
Hey, no, but I think that has not fierce.
You know what, Chris? Don't worry about it. I heard it was good conditioning after you bleach your hair.
Yeah, right. When I woke up that next day, I like went to Walmart too, like that. Yeah, I didn't care. I threw it in like a thing, and it was funny. Like when I left, I go, "Why are everybody looking at me so weird?" I had on my sweatshirt that says, "It's a beautiful day to get high," and my hair looked like completely fried. We're in a ponytail. I'm like, and I tell my daughter, I go, everyone's going to look at me weird. I said, mommy has a funny sweatshirt on and her hair looks like crazy. Just get ready for the weird looks in ShopRite. Like, oh my god, I can't. It was just so funny.
Look, I can actually control stuff from here. So look, we can start our hot load of hot topics. Oh. I'm not really sure now that our producer's dead. Oh, he's here. All right, let's start.
Hot load of hot topics.
Hello.
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 Hey, Steve. We can hear you well.
I have murdered someone in a previous life, obviously. I don't know what's going on. Oh. Hot load of hot topics. All right. Great introduction. Thank you for being. Well, talking of mishaps, have we all seen Elkin on the stage of the Grand Old Opry this week in the tribute to Dolly Parton?
Oh yeah.
That's not
speaking of people with drinking problems. She got you, girl. She topped you.
Yeah.
Can I tell us what happened, Steve? What did Elkin do on stage in her drunken mess?
She didn't do it off stage. She did it on stage at the event to honor Dolly Parton's 78th birthday on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, probably the premier country,
venue.
Yeah, venue/institution in America. She was slurring words, swearing, forgetting her songs, telling people to fuck off that they're not getting a refund. This is Elle King. She's probably best known for that song, American X's and O's.
Yeah.
American
X's and the O's, they won't be. She's actually
Robin. X's and O's?
Yes.
And she's got this song, I'm Not America, Sweetheart.
Yeah. Obviously not anymore. Oh, yeah. Obviously not anymore.
And if America needs a heart transplant. Like, that's pretty bad. Does.
So for the first time ever in Opry history, they issued an apology on behalf of the Opry themselves, saying that that was not the, that is not what the Opry stands for. So essentially what she's done for those people that don't follow American country music, she's pretty much fucked her country career in the mainstream by A, disrespecting the Opry and their rules, and B, disrespecting Dolly. Like,
you don't do that to Dolly, mate.
You don't do it to Dolly.
You just don't. There's some lines you don't cross, and the Parton is off limits. You don't do that.
Absolutely.
To her credit, Dolly has made a statement saying, "I don't want you all to direct hate at this girl." And that's all. That's all she said. So
Molly will scrap, but we expect that from Molly. But it's kind of sad. Like, I commented on that article because there was a bit of a conversational happening there, and I'm like, look, I just hope it's like that one moment where she's going to go, oh, I actually need some help. Like, I think at some point in someone's recovery journey, if they ever get to go on it, there's a moment where they go, oh, this can't continue. Like, this is not good. And I hope that's pretty bad. Like, the only thing worse is if she, like, killed someone driving drunk or something. So she needs to just get her shit together, and I hope that she has support. And Dolly's got her back, so she's okay.
You don't want her.
I think she's definitely done her dash with mainstream country, though.
If she Anne H's herself out of existence, we absolutely will talk about that and laugh about it. So she better get the help, or she's going to be sent up on here.
It's Trump's country. They don't care anymore.
Well, and look, while we're talking about Dolly, someone else has had something to say about Dolly this week. The lead singer of Wilco said that Dolly Parton should have written 9 to 5, then stopped, because he doesn't like I Will Always Love You. It's a bad song.
Oh, I think the millions of sales say otherwise. So
between the two versions and all the covers and all that kind of stuff, I would assume it would be in the billions, that song.
Quite frankly,
and
Ali's written like hundreds of songs.
Right.
You don't even know what songs she's written. She's written songs that
a lot of the pop stars that they listen to, Dolly has written for them. And you don't really
read what he said.
Songs out of her entire catalog. It's like, dude, you are.
I did have the quote, but I can't access it. So it was along the lines of, "He likes 9 to 5, but she should have stopped before she wrote." I will always love you.
Because somewhere there was more to that. Like, it was just like.
That would have been a great career move for her.
But who are Wilco?
Well, I don't know.
And they haven't even been around for a very long time.
I think they're old now. I don't just know who a lot of people are anymore.
They were around in the 90s and stuff.
I can't think of what they
said. Yeah, in like the 2000s.
Yeah. Methinks it's a bit of sour grapes. I mean, who can sit back off who can probably relax off one song for the rest of their life?
Lots of people do.
Still did heaps of other work.
I couldn't name a Wilco song if you asked me to. So I could name a lot of Dolly Parton songs.
I don't know her.
Yeah, right? So a little bit of, you could not like something, but it doesn't mean you have to disrespect other people's art. I think that's a step too far. Like, you can like what you like, but seriously, dude.
Saying it was being disrespectful?
I think it is. You can have an opinion.
When you say it like that, it kind of is. You can just say, I don't like her work.
Saying it's a bad song. Saying it's a bad song.
It mightn't be to your taste or your palate.
Yeah.
You don't have to like every song. But by reducing her entire catalog to 2 fucking songs,
But is that what he actually did, or was he just saying something particular about one song and it got misconstrued?
I actually think that 9 to 5 was written after the original.
Yeah, that might not be the actual song. There was one of them.
Steve, I just got a segue come to me when Vera said reducing down to 2 in the catalogue. It's coming. It's coming.
Oh, lucky.
Speaking of reducing candidates down to 2, Trump is now the only candidate running against Nikki Haley. Like, what's going on with it's Trump's country, as Jeff said? What's going on in that space?
Well,
Vera, throwing to you.
Trump. Yay!
There's been 2 primaries. 2.
Yeah.
A lot more to go. It's a little early to count Nikki out of this race.
But hasn't DeSantis bounced?
Pardon me?
Did DeSantis, how do you say it? Did he bounce? He totally tanked.
He is performed in every place. Trump, not only did he underperform expectations in Iowa, he underperformed himself in the last election. He got fewer votes in Iowa this caucus than he did in the last election, where he was the incumbent president and adored. So, I mean, let's not say after 2 primaries that this race is over. There's no guarantee that he's won.
But do you think he will?
30% of the party says if he's convicted of a crime, he's ineligible.
But it doesn't really matter when you lay awake in bed at night, do you think it's going to be Trump again?
No.
Do you think he's going to win?
He's going to win the party nomination? Yes. Do I think he'll win the presidential election? No. Have you seen him? I think he's going to die before we get to November.
it's a die-off between him and
Joe. I think they both are. I think we might as well have can we just do the 2 funerals together, you know what I mean, so we don't have to make 2 trips?
Can we do a battle royale style? They both take each other out, like,
you know. Biden works out walking sticks. Biden rides his bike, and he's much better health than Trump.
Yeah, but I've seen a lot of demented people still be physically
active. I love that Nikki was like, "Do you really want 2 80-year-old men running the country?" I was like, "Bitch, got a point."
You do realize though that Nikki Haley isn't a liberal.
She did love Hillary. I'm not for her. Where's Mayor Pete?
I would love Mayor Pete, but he's not running.
Or what's that other chick? I liked her, but she has some issues though.
Williamson?
Nah. She has short hair. Christina. She's kind of lesbian looking.
Elizabeth?
No.
I think it's going to be Trump.
The other one.
You think Trump's going to be
Do you think it again? Will be too?
You think it's going to be Trump again?
Oh.
Steven's killing the show.
I can't say that. I
elect Trump again, and I think I don't believe the country will go that way.
Go, Christina.
I do. Like, I don't know. I just go off what I read, and it's like, and all I see in the media, but I know we're getting fed what they want to feed us, but it looks like. Anyway, Christina, over to you.
Mike, what the fuck? Yeah, I don't know. the best way to say it. I just don't know. I saw something today though. I don't like politics. I'm not a politic person. I just know what my I hear what my family says. I hear other things. I watch little bits and pieces, but I did see a video today of like these tents or these like things in oh my God, where the fuck was it? Chicago O'Hare. The airport, there was these black sheets that were hung up. I mean, for it was like a whole football field worth of length, with people from Venezuela. And they were on cots. It was probably over 200 people behind the curtains. And what's going on? And this guy was reporting on it. And he said that, like, you know, there's more coming, that next week they're closing down that section of the airport so that they could get more people in. And he's like, look at all these beds that are set up. He's like, there was like blow up mattresses with like one blanket on top of it. And then like, again, all behind the curtains, you could see through the curtains, like, again, just people laying down. And then again, I just saw this today. I don't know nothing about it.
Do you know the
news? TikTok. Source? I was on TikTok.
TikTok. There we go.
Things like Judge something. No, it was like an actual reporter walking through the airport, and like one of the people behind the curtain was like, "No pictures," and he's like, "No pictures," because you're in America. And then another guy like came through the curtain and said he was a Venezuelan. He was an army. What is it? He was in the military in Venezuela. And he has a picture of himself holding his gun and all that shit. And I just pose the question, well, where do they go now? Because I don't know where they go.
Okay, they did come from Texas. And ABC News reports that Texas spent...
They want to get out of Texas as well.
$70,000 to fly 200 migrants to Chicago Airport and leave them there.
Texas, okay, so Florida. That's okay. So it's true, and this is under Biden. So I just again, so where do these people go? And they're in an airport. So it's not cages, right? It's a tent. It's a tent, right, Vera? It's not a cage.
Wait,
and these people are, you know,
you're skipping important parts of this. A Republican state spent $175,000.
What are they going to do with them?
To a Democratic state to say fuck you to teach them a lesson? $175,000. Do you know what we could do?
Not even that.
$170,000.
But now what happens?
Right? But you could house them. You could literally fucking house those people.
But then you have them, and then how many more people will then want to come to their $170,000 housing plan?
One at a time.
Wait.
The facts are the amount of people entering Texas has not changed in the last 3 years. It is a high number, absolutely. Texas is a border state. They have a high number of people crossing, but it's the same fucking number that it was under Trump. It's political theater, and it's designed to foment outrage, and it's working. It's bullshit.
So
$370,000 could have been used for something else, besides flying these people and dumping them in Chicago.
Yeah, with nowhere to go.
I think that's disgusting. Like that.
Fly everybody on a private jet to Martha's Vineyard could have been spent on better things. The amount of money that Greg Abbott put in putting up that barbed wire fence on the border was ridiculous. Did you see that fence? It's 7 feet thick. It's more barbed wire than you need to keep out rockets. I mean, the amount of money that they're spending to foment political outrage is obscene.
But there was
a
Trump signed to keep people from coming in to America legally that created even more chaos. It's easily Googleable. The bill that Trump signed with immigration during COVID and the chaos that it caused. You can go, there's many, many news sources, but just go look that up, okay? Because it's going to explain, and you can see all my border agents talk about what it did and the chaos it caused and how it created more people trying to illegally get into the country under Trump.
Right. So, okay.
Fuck you.
Now I just want, not fuck me, right? I'm just saying, like, so.
Them for that, for the hashtag.
So, like Jeffrey said, okay, you could house them with that amount of money. Okay, let's house them. Where? Where is
Texas,
this housing?
Where they, you know Texas, where they came from.
Economy. Where, just let's say, what is it? What is it?
How much of this economy is completely dependent upon undocumented workers willing to work below minimum wage? Do you realize that without
undocumented workers,
a tomato would cost you $8.
I'm not there yet.
Cost you $15.
I want to know where we're housing them. Okay, then let's ask that question, right? Where are we housing them?
Old schools.
But how are they paying for this housing?
But that's the whole point.
Who's giving them jobs?
That's the thing. You're not getting it. It was Texas's responsibility, and they've shifted it for a political.
I don't care whose responsibility it is. Say they stayed in Texas. If they stayed in Texas,
if you're housing people though that come illegally,
why?
Then you're going to make them keep coming more. They'll be like, oh shit, you get housing. Let's go quick.
That's not true.
Right. Where are you housing them?
It's not. Proven the amount of people coming across the border has not changed. That's the problem. It's the same number of people coming every year. It's a big number. It's 1.9 million.
But nobody's answering my question, though. Where are you housing them? Who's giving them jobs? How are they paying for this house?
I've answered your
question. Wait. I'm answering your question. Texas, because they are in there. That was their responsibility. They are technically in their state. Instead of doing this, happened in the election last year. We just shifted all these migrants around to make it the opposition's problem. So they're failing at their job. That's not good politics. That's a shitty, shitty shadow look over here while you're letting all this other shit happen. Everyone's going to be outraged because they're migrants. Yes. Okay. Where do they go? Well, they shouldn't have been sent anywhere in the first place. That in Australia, we were able to set up everyone's had their opinion, I'm having mine. In Australia,
I'm agreeing with you.
In Australia, when we had COVID, right? Luke, you'll back this up. All of those military installations got shut down, turned into accommodation for families that needed to isolate coming in there. These are not like fucking ramshackle curtains at a fucking airport. These are demountable buildings with hot and cold running water, heat and air. Yes, that is part of the Texas problem, but they have to figure it out because, as Vera said, it's not going to get any better no matter who the president is. They're just trying to shake it up and go, oh, look, it's Biden's fault this happened. But whose fault was it last time?
And that's mentioned. There are so many abandoned schools and abandoned factories in this country. Because our population has gone down since the baby boom. We don't have the amount. We built all these schools and all these factories during the 50s and the 60s that are just sitting empty everywhere. $370,000 could have turned some empty school building into viable housing for people who want to come here and pick our carrots and pick our cotton and work in the fields and do all those shitty jobs that Americans don't really fucking want.
And in a perfect world,
I can't build a house here on Long Island for $370,000. So to renovate a school for 200 people, right? But to outfit a school, to renovate a school for 200 people and families, and again, find those people jobs.
But do you think this is also a move to try and discourage people from coming to Texas? Like, oh, we'll just get rid of you. Like, is it, that's the mentality behind it too?
Imagine. Okay, so when in New York. When all the Italian people came over, everybody fucking hated them. Nobody wanted them here. So imagine if they were all shipped to Texas because New York didn't want them.
Texas is absolute pizza.
In a perfect world, all right, we're going to get off this topic, but in a perfect world...
I'm saying Chicago. What would Chicago do with them now? That's exactly the problem
because they just chucked them there without a thought. Because they
where are they going to go in a week? Exactly. In a month. You know what?
Chicago's going to figure it out because that's the thing to do. Because if we're going to be the world police, we need to fucking take care of the world, right? We can't fucking be the world power, America, and then not take care of it. If we're going to fucking be the world power,
you gotta be the big brother. You gotta be big brother.
If people are walking with their children a million miles to get to America, doesn't that say how fucking desperate they are? Could you imagine carrying your children and walking just across the country because you were so desperate for a different life? And then we, any of us in this country, have the balls to sit there and say, you can't come in. I can't imagine.
It's the same here. We are a country that is built on multiculturalism. No one here, except for the people that were born here, you know, the native people on Australia Day, we're having this conversation, so interesting, can say, I am a native Australian, because you're not. Same with America. We're not. We are all part of a society that is
strong. We know why a lot of people want to come to Western countries because, you know, there's all of the comforts that exist here and the social security.
But if you're in Ukraine...
it's not maintainable if you just flood a system. Our health system's failing here, Steve. We know that. There is a lot of problems and it's not sustainable. So we need to really look at what is sustainable.
I think we need to
For-profit healthcare is never sustainable.
In the modern day, I think we need to be really, really compassionate because at the drop of a hat, this could be our country, this could be your country. Absolutely. And it's nearly gonna be England. They're talking about drafting young men in England for war. So this is reality. If we don't show compassion, you don't get compassion. That's all I'm gonna say. All right.
I'm not compassionate. Again,
I'm not saying.
My concern is where are they going? That's I want to know. You're not going to live in a fucking airport for the next 75 years.
Chicago.
Somebody in Chicago is going to refit a school.
And now Chicago will figure it out where Texas just went.
No, they're going to fucking pick. Where are they going to be until then?
We're going to put them in jail, girl.
This is what I'm saying. I just don't know.
That's the whole problem.
Manhattan, they're in a motel.
But that's the whole time. That's the whole problem with shipping people around the country like they're cattle without having a decent plan of where they're going. If Texas was going to do things straight and do their due diligence, they would have gone, yes, they're going to stay in an airport for X amount of time until this housing is available. That's not what happened.
They usually put them with host families.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk about disrespect. Would you wait 2 hours?
No.
After a start time of a concert to see somebody?
I wouldn't fucking wait.
Depends on who it was.
For anybody on the fucking planet. If they told me it was 2 hours and Lucille Ball, fucking Joan Rivers, and Jesus Christ himself were going to raise from the fucking dead, but they were going to be 2 hours late, bitch, I'm going home.
Those bitches. What about all of the Golden Girls, Jeffrey? That's hard. But
they wouldn't be 2 hours late.
We all know who it is.
I'm a professional.
There are two Madonna fans that are suing Live Nation, New York City and the Barclays Center because Madonna was 2 hours late to get on stage for her show.
Was it the Barclays fault?
I don't know. What see, I haven't, like, who, this is the problem. Billy Whose went. Fault is it?
Madonna's.
No. See, okay, I said what I said, but yeah. This is their fault, okay? You went to a fucking Madonna concert. You knew better. This bitch is never on time. If you're a fan,
she is never on time.
This is
normal. 2 hours. Damn.
It's normal. It's 2 hours late
for the show I saw.
Yeah.
Yes. But what's that mentality? Why does she think like people are waiting? Is it like to build anticipation? What's her mentality? No,
it wasn't a mentality thing. If you look at the stage and the show that she puts on, there are very high tech things happening. The reason she was late in Australia is because she was filming the DVD and they were setting up cameras and all that kind of stuff. So when it's posted, like that was posted on the doors when we went in. So everyone had knowledge that the show would be running late. Not 2 hours, but the show would be running late before we got there. Before you walked in with your tickets. And the upside of that, I went from a ticket that was a little bit expensive to a ticket that was insanely expensive. And if I really tried hard, I could have touched her because people left. So I was like,
yeah.
But 2 hours is a long time. They're saying it caused people to miss a day of work. Bitch, who needs to work the day after a concert anyway? Are you an adult?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like that's a little bit, yes, it's horrible, but if you're a capital F fan, especially like in America, near New York, Madonna's like stomping ground, she's going to take as much time as she wants because, you know, she's Madonna.
She's Madonna. Right?
Whether we like it or not, she is Madonna. Now, more disrespect flying around the Oscars. Oh, my God. Are we sick of hearing about Barbie yet?
No.
So Ryan Gosling has been nominated for Best Actor when Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig were not nominated at all. America Ferrera was also nominated for Best Supporting Actress. But Ryan has taken a pretty lengthy statement. I'm gonna try and buzz through it. He says, I'm extremely honored to be nominated by my colleagues alongside such remarkable artists in a year of so many great films that I never thought I'd be saying this, but I'm also incredibly honored and proud that it's for portraying a plastic doll named Ken. But with where there's Ken, there is no Barbie, and where there's no Barbie without Greta Gerwig. And Greta and Margot are the two people most responsible for this history-making, globally celebrated film. No recognition would be possible for anyone on the film without their talent, grit, and genius. To say I'm disappointed that they are not nominated in their respective categories would be an understatement against all odds. With nothing but a couple of soulless, scantily clad, and thankfully crotchless dolls, they made us laugh, they broke our hearts, they pushed the culture, and they made history. Their work should be recognized along with the other very deserving nominees. Having said that, I'm so happy for America Ferrera and the other incredible artists who contributed their talents to making such a groundbreaking film.
Who was Margot up against? Because I think her performance is brilliant, but who was nominated? I don't really know. I'm not following it anymore.
I remember the entire slate of actresses, but nobody that was head and shoulders above her. I mean, I can't remember who it is. I can look it up.
Do you remember when...
all of the Best Picture nominees already this far, which is unusual for me. I usually have to scramble. And I got to tell you, Barbie was better than several of them.
Do you think it's a strike back against commercialism for art's sake?
Do you remember when Ryan was on the Mickey Mouse Club?
You know
right.
And Britney was on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Every time he puts something on screen, in my opinion, he's made the same film for the last 20 years.
Exactly. But what Whoopi Goldberg said on The View, applies as well. Not everyone gets an award. That's just the reality.
Has been snubbed and Lloyd Bank Fair times. And two of the films that she was snubbed for were box office gold.
I think you've got to look back. I'm not like that well versed on Best Picture Oscars. Some of the best films in cinema history aren't necessarily Oscar-winning films.
The most enduring films were snubbed by the Oscars.
Yeah. And
some of the Oscar pictures are unheard of now.
Right.
Dirty Dancing got robbed.
There's always that random, yeah. like, random ass, like, fucking movie. It's like The Sound of Elbows. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
The Sound of Elbows. I don't know what the fuck
French
that is.
Film.
Yeah, a French film. About how hard life is. Let us smoke.
The Anatomy of a Fall.
Yeah, it's like just like the smell of circumference or something like really random, and you're like, "What the fuck?
How arty can I make
the next one?"
Oh god!
In the wind. It's like, oh, I smell it. I smell it. I smell the country in the wind.
All right, Piglet must go shopping.
Piglet must go shopping. Let's see if we can make this happen. I'll see if it's gonna work. Nope.
Sound like
the view from here.
What make happen?
The view from here.
Oh yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I'll do it.
It's a Muppet Mayhem.
Now, Christina, you can back me up on this one because you are our TikTok girl. There's a bit of a trend on TikTok every now and then of people feeding non-vegan people meat. And non-vegan children meat. The article that I was going to put up for you today was about a father who fed his vegan child chicken nuggets without the mother knowing, and now she found out, and that's all the kid wants to eat. Let's start.
What kid don't want chicken nuggets?
You've got a chicken nugget, baby. You tell us. Who's in the wrong there?
Yeah. Oh, look, I think someone who makes their child a vegan is probably not thinking with that child's best interests. They're thinking with their beliefs on whatever the reason is they're a vegan. It's usually to do with animal cruelty and farming and things like that. But children can't – I would be hard – to find, especially a family that doesn't have a lot of money, being able to sustain that kind of lifestyle and meet that child's nutritional needs. On the other end, like, this sounds like a guy just messing, like, doesn't like his wife's stance or
maybe
things,
he's
whatever.
Just, maybe separated. He's just trying to make his life easier and his kid's life a bit more normal. Because
if they ban chicken nuggets today, I don't know how my child would survive. That's like a staple. Yeah,
Jeff, that's a staple.
I hate.
Oh, we probably have to go to Cheese Toasties, but they're not vegan either because that's made from dairy.
I just say ban them all the fucking together. I hate that the kids like them. I hate that they even know what they are because they did not eat any of that shit
until I came over.
They didn't have any. They didn't even. I mean, I don't know who I was just talking to about this, but they didn't have pasta. We didn't have bread. You know, there was no processed food in the house.
No process. No processed food.
But it's like these crazy people like, oh, my dog's a vegan. And like, no, it's fucking not.
We didn't do a lot
You're just meat. Giving it a really weird diet. Like,
I don't know.
The dog would be eating meat if it could.
Can I ask the medical
if the kid wants nuggets, then.
I want to ask the medical professionals, is there some kind of weird fucking. I don't know, something that your child is a vegan, has to be a vegan.
There is.
But rare, right?
Ways to get complete proteins without plant-based products. However,
but rare, right?
It's
rare.
Very, very difficult to get all the vitamins that you need. And very often vegans develop vitamin B deficiency and pernicious.
They'll get rickets and fall down.
But I mean, this is a parenting decision. You know,
yeah. This loud and clear, right?
Something that both parents need to agree on, and clearly Dad didn't agree with Mom, you know?
Mm. And they might be separated something. It feels like there's more to it, and like it's like him having like a sting at her more so, like the child's collateral in this whole situation.
Which sucks, you know?
Yeah.
That really sucks. You don't
see it all the time, sadly.
Your job as a parent, right, is to inform your children about what good eating is. Christina, right. You said you've got a chicken nugget kid too?
Yeah, my son, he eats chicken nuggets every night for dinner, every single night, because he's something, you know, that's what he likes. He's hyper-fixated on chicken nuggets and peanut butter, toast, and exactly. He's got issues. Like, it has, and the way I cook them has to be, or the way my husband cooks them has to be a certain way. They have to be crispy. Like, he doesn't like mushy. you know, chicken nuggets, they have to be really crispy. Like, he loves the one from Wendy's, but didn't like the one from Burger King. Like, you know, but he will.
Sounds like someone
I know. He will only eat chicken nuggets. I have tried to give him pasta. I have tried to give him vegetables. I have tried to give him literally everything. He does eat fruit, and he gets all of his other things. He eats other things, but dinner wise, it's chicken nuggets. So you
understand that that's not great, but you're trying to supplement it in other ways.
My pediatrician knows, better than nothing.
Like,
exactly.
Right. Like, but my
pediatrician knows. And, like, I've got a kid very similar, like, Christina. Okay. Like, she's very particular. Like, she'll eat pasta and things like that, and dairy she likes. But, yeah, like, with me, so my kid probably will be a vegan. So let's be honest. She, from age of two, soon as, like, we'd walk past a butcher and she'd start dry reaching. And this was never something I instilled in her at all because, like, I'm not fussy with my food. And she would be like, there's yucky food in there, Dad. I'm like, okay. And then she just would not eat anything that she perceived as actual meat, including a roast chicken. She will eat something battered because in her mind then it's not correlated to it's actually meat. And let's be honest, chicken nuggets don't really have a lot of chicken in them anyway.
Show her that video where they take the little baby chicks and turn them into chicken nuggets.
Turn them into
no, food. Jeffrey, I am Tyler, not going to rock the boat Tyler, anymore. But yeah, vegans, you've got one coming to your team soon.
He's like, are they going to turn those chickens into chicken nuggets? I'm like, yes,
Tyler. Yes, she will eat the dinosaur nuggets. Sorry, Jeff.
Oh, shit. You need to ban it all.
Oh my God. I think we all agree that you know, I don't think he's. I think a parent's job, as we just said, is to inform your child about healthy ways to eat. And if that doesn't mean forcing your views on them, if they choose not to eat meat, then they choose not to eat meat. But it's something that
you can't. Yeah, they'll stand their ground.
I think you can educate, not mandate.
Chicken is literally the only meat that he gets. Yeah. Like, the only protein, I mean, he's getting protein from other foods that he eats, but that's the only meat-based protein that he's
girl,
getting. Yeah,
I'm feeling you, big tub. I am.
Yeah,
and he's huge. When I brought him to the pediatrician, they said like he's, you know, he's way taller than he like should be. He's growing so like he's a tall boy. And, you know, he's 30 pounds. He's 2 years old. My daughter's only 36 pounds, and she's four.
Basketball.
So it's like, he's a beast.
Get a basketball in that kid's hand. Get a basketball.
I think that they get older, Christina, they'll eat more. They'll want to try things. But, like, when they're little, it's hard now.
Do you know what it is a lot of the time? It's socialization. When they go to school, they see what other people eat.
Oh, yeah. My daughter will eat everything now.
We're all guilty of it. We're all guilty of it going to school and going, what have you got for lunch? Do you want to trade me this? That sounds good. I'll trade you
this.
Not allowed to at my kids' school.
He ate tofu. He ate avocado. He ate steamed broccoli. He ate all this natural baby food that Dee and Lee would make for him. He was in kindergarten for 3 hours when somebody said, that's gross, and he never ate tofu again.
It is gross. To be fair, it is gross.
Steve, I've got another segue.
I've got something for Vera. Vera, before we finish, can you please tell the people why no one wanted to swap lunch with you when we talked about it? What did you take for lunch, Vera?
I wasn't going to bring it up. I wasn't going to bring it up.
I know.
My mother was insane. And she put me on a diet when I was 8 years old.
Oh my God.
And she sent me to school with a cottage cheese and clam sandwich.
What the hell?
And that's why
we that's just like eating a yeast infection.
I'm not joking.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It's not a joke. My mother was crazy.
See, that was worth the wait.
Well, speaking of, it was Steve. I'm sorry, I cut you off and then gave you the finger.
Okay, go for it,
girl. Vera. Speaking of clam cheesy clam sandwiches, are you feeling hot?
<Christ. laughs>
She is. It's time to be her event, ladies and gentlemen. Three, two, one, vent.
At the risk of beating a dead Texan debtor, I'm going to talk about Texas. This week, the Supreme Court ruled against the state of Texas and for the federal government, which surprised quite a few people because the Supreme Court is traditionally, or for not traditionally, is currently stacked in a very conservative way. And they ruled that the federal government does have the right to go in and take down the miles, miles and miles of razor wire that Governor Abbott spent probably $500,000 or more on, more money that could be converted to housing, and that several people have been injured in and almost died on. And the Texas government, the state of Texas, has vowed they are not going to bow to political tyranny. And several other states around the world, around the country, have said, we stand with Texas. There was a rally in North Carolina. There was a rally in Omaha. There was a rally in fucking Germany where people were chanting, we stand with Texas. And it was anti-immigrant sentiment. Well, the problem is, if you stand against the Supreme Court decision, the highest court in the land, you are setting the most unrealistic precedent for this country. You are creating chaos. You are creating a country with no laws, where the rule of law is completely gone. If Texas can disobey the federal government about this, then any state that wants to can disobey the federal government on an abortion ban. If Texas can disobey the federal government on this, then the federal government can't tell Colorado and Michigan and what's the other state? There's a third state, Wisconsin maybe, but they can't tell them that they have to have Trump on the ballot. You ready to take this on, Governor Abbott? You ready to pull this lever? I don't think you are.
Pull the lever, Crow.
There you have it.
Pull the lever, Crow. Pull the lever, Crow.
Pretty well.
Now, before we go, I do have a what the fuck weekly for you, if my beautiful assistant Tiffany can help you. Okay, unless you're Jeffrey, you love your pets, right? Pets have a very, like, warm place in your heart or your bank balance, hopefully, potentially. How do you feel about somebody taking a dog to a restaurant and that dog sitting on a chair and eating from a plate in that restaurant?
Who cares?
British reality star Gemma Collins has caused a bit of an outrage by having her dog eat a plate of bacon and scrambled eggs at a quite nice restaurant, with her sitting next to it, saying that, you know, this is the only way the dog eats.
Was the dog rude?
I don't know.
Does the dog get well?
I don't think dogs like yelling anti-Semitic
so
stuff.
They had to empty the restaurant.
Did he have manners?
What kind of dog was it?
He's like a whippet or something. He's small.
Yeah, he's like a whippet. Like a big long dog, I think he is. Let's have a look.
Yeah. But look, I think in this case, who's it really? Like, people bring their dogs everywhere now. People fly with their dogs.
Can I ask you a question then? Would you want to eat off the plate afterwards?
No, but they're going to wash the plate. They wash it.
How do you know how well anything happens?
Well, you know what? People are dirty. So if I'm eating off a plate somebody else ate off and it wasn't washed properly, it's just as gross.
Nobody's licking. Listen, when you go to a restaurant, do you lick a plate?
You're
forking your knife or touching that plate, but you're not licking.
I'd rather eat off a plate a dog licked than some fucking people's fucking fork that was in their mouth touched. Have you seen some people that go to restaurants?
I have these like intrusive thoughts every time I go to a restaurant. I'm like, how well cleaned is this cutlery?
And you're eating off their fork.
I'm like, yeah.
My
like,
restaurant experiences.
In your mouth, bitch.
Dishwashers are
in your mouth.
But dog hair and I don't know.
Dog saliva is quite clean though, so
I'm not that offended by it. I think it's silly, but yeah.
Listen, Tim has a Bernese Mountain Dog.
Oh my god, okay? Really?
The thing sheds like a motherfucking banshee. Like, I can't leave the house without being covered in dog hair. Like, if the dog sheds, like, I feel like, okay, then maybe that's, like, ground for, like,
the restaurant's going to take care of it, though, right? Like,
you would hope.
I'm sure, yeah. Like, Gemma's paying the price of cleanup, I'm sure.
But is it? Like, we had this conversation with the shit lady, remember? Remember the lady that dropped nuggets? How far does the waitress's job go? Like, is it the waitress's job to pick up dog shit if it shits on the floor and then you don't?
You know what? If they're going to serve the person a meal, then the waitresses assume the responsibility, not the shit person.
As a waiter,
if you're going to serve a dog a plate of food, you chose to wait on the fucking dog.
Yeah, you said it was okay to eat there.
At the end of the day, who's going to clean it up? Like, somebody's got to clean it up. You're working in the establishment. You've got to do it.
Yeah,
if they're not going to do it, you got to.
I have a firm rule. If it's not in my job description, I don't do it. So
Jeff and I are sort of pro Gemma. Steve and Christina, anti Gemma. Vera, where are you?
I'm anti Gemma.
I just think that there are certain parameters. Like, it's not my job to clean up someone's shit that's gone all over the floor or vomit or something.
I don't think it's one of my jobs.
I don't have cleaner written in my job. So
okay, Steve. But if you work at a bar, if you work at a bar and some bitch gets glassed at the bar, who's cleaning up the blood?
Well, technically, it should be someone with a hazmat suit, right? In this day and age.
Yeah, but it's the bar staff. I guarantee it.
Christina, the manager should. That's who should. The manager should.
God, they're the boss.
Manager ain't fucking cleaning that shit up.
Right. I flat out refused to do stuff.
We didn't have a manager at the bar, right? You had the owners, but the owners were dealing with the police. So there was no manager. who was it?
I'm not that girl.
You know what I mean? There was three of us. Hey, who was going to do it? Like, with somebody's eyeballs hanging out of their head?
Jeff, have you had to clean up some weird shit in the store?
Oh, my God. I'll tell you what. This one guy, he was in the corner on the floor. It was New Year's Eve. These people brought him back. He was their trick or whatever, and it didn't work out, or he, like, got sick. I don't really know what had happened. But they brought him back, and he, like, was slumped over in the corner, and he threw up all over himself. So Cheech took him off.
Attractive.
Mopped him up. You know what I mean?
With the mop. My God.
Oh, yeah.
So then you know what I would do? I would do up a little bill and slip that in that person's pocket and go, there's the cleaning bill. Thanks, brother. Yeah,
they're like, well, you got to go put him in his car because, you know, we're locking the body.
Just roll him out into the sidewalk.
The keys were locked in his car.
Of course they were.
So we tried to call.
Thank God, AAA, so he didn't drive.
His AAA was canceled. He was too drunk. He was passed out. He was unconscious.
He wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah, he wasn't. No, he couldn't even stand up. So this drag queen pull up, and this bitch, I was like, I can't. The window's got to be broke. Bitch, fucking what?
Hey,
jumped in the car. Was like, I got to go.
Boom. Oh, she stole his car.
No, I think they tried to put him in the car. The keys, I'm so sorry. The keys were in the car, and the car was running.
Oh, fuck.
And the
fuck.
Car was locked. So they, okay. I think, had tried to put him in the car, and they locked the keys in the car because he was.
That sounds like what had happened.
The two boys who dropped him off, they stole the money out of his wallet.
What a dog act.
So they did this motherfucker dirty, right? Because we left a note on him that said, you know, because we put him in the car, put a blanket on him, and put his.
He might have been drugged.
We put a note on him and said, sorry about the window. We found you in the bar covered in puke. Don't worry, Cheech mopped you up. If you have any more questions, please call the bar tomorrow and we'll be happy to fill you in.
Oh my God.
See, Christine, your birthday wasn't that wild. It was just the price of bottled water. Just the price of bottled water.
I mean, so it was the shit you saw, man. I mean, It was the wildest time of my life.
Maybe we need to go back to the bar and what had happened was. I think it's time to
read. You do know that Luke and I have cleaned up any imaginable.
Yeah, but that's your job, baby. That's in your job.
Yeah, but why is that your job? It's not really. Well, like, it's part of it, but like, the primary job of ours is like our minds and how to look after people as far as administer blood, medicine. Yeah. It's
not to wipe up somebody's shit.
You know, the other stuff comes with it because we're helping them holistically. But yeah, the people shouldn't deliberately shit on you, which they do, and things like that because, oh, that's your job.
I have never had that happen.
I have.
Hold on that note, we might run to the bathroom because we're over time and it's uncensored radio.
About to drop a chicken nugget.
Hopefully we'll be back to regularly fucking functioning programming next week. But thank you, Christina. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Vera. Thank you, Luke. I've been Steve. Until next week, don't eat chicken.
You want me to hit the button?
Hit the titles, baby. Oh! Beep.
Names come up. Who do we think loves chicken nuggets the most?
Look at that. Look at that vape that goes in your mouth. Let's do this as that goes on. I think. All right, I'm going to try innocence. Look at the halo around its head. I'm going to try and turn it off. Here we go. End stream. Yay! Bye, folks.